Good morning, MGTOW man. This is a short video. It's been just over 3 weeks since I've had the surgery to get a pace. Oh, that's it. Yeah, fuck camera. Get a pacemaker installed. So now I'm the bionic man, you know. See that? There's the last. And got the last dressing change on Thursday, and he said it's looking really good. Now, because the cut was significant, you know, I don't know, I think the pacemaker, would be probably about that size, you know. You know, and, you know, sort of standard sort of box of matches. Something about that size, maybe a bit bigger and a bit rounded, you know. The guy who I've been working with has been fucking brilliant. And he said the number one issue after surgery is to prevent infection, because the bacteria and all that sort of shit can get onto the leads into your heart, and they can follow it in, and then you've got a really fucking serious problem, especially if it's you know, antibiotic resistant golden staph and other things like that, you know what I mean. And they said basically what we found is that, you know, you clean the site with, like, you know, I was getting stitched up. I can't, you know, I hadn't sort of slept for, say, 24 hours or something like that before the surgery. You'd drive down there on the table, you know, adding a little shot of fentanyl. That's, fuck, you know. And I came to, and, what was happening, he was swabbing the site, you know, and although, you know, it was the pulling of the friction, you know, the sort of, you know, if you've ever stitched up sort of like, say, wet leather, the thread doesn't pull through cleanly, you know what I mean, stitching up living human flesh, it doesn't sort of, it's not like, it's sort of like dragging a bow across a violin, it sort of grabs and sticks, this sort of sticking friction as the thread goes through. So I could feel the sensation of the fucking thread sticking as it was being, you know, pulled through, but I wasn't getting any pain from it, you know. But what they did is a solution that he used to bathe the area. It was a surgical sort of solution, and it was so strong it formed a pool on the fucking surgical table behind the back of the head, and it was burning my fucking skin really bad, you know. And I said, "Oh, I've got to get that off, you know, fuck." And but what they said is, I said, basically wounds are, you're best left with your own sort of normal complement of fucking bacteria, as a good bacteria will sort of, you know, help to keep you alive and fight off the fucking invasive bacteria, you know. And they found that that's just better to do it like that rather than it is just to bathe everything with fucking chemicals and pump you full of antibiotics and all this sort of shit, okay. But what they said was that it's very, very important that that site does not get infected. And looking at the screen, the shiny little dot where the camera is, and gentlemen, I'm going to, the bandage is basically, he said, it should all be fucking pretty much healed up. Take the bandages off on Sunday, take a photo, give us a look. And I know enough about surgical sort of processes and scars and cuts and healing and all sorts of things, so that, you know, I'm a fair judge on it, you know. You know, as far as the sort of top half and the front and my head, I haven't been able to have a fucking good wash for like 3 weeks. And boy, oh boy, you know. That scar is pretty much healed, so there's only one more day to go, you know. And he said, look, if you got to pull it off Sunday and have a look at it and send us a photo, you know, if it looks all right, you know, and the skin's healed over, very important, you can go and have a wash. It's like, yes. Oh, fuck. And because I have, you know, you get those squeezing pimples, you know, squeezing blackheads and shit type videos. All of my skin is just filled with fucking grime, you know, just grime, dead skin cells, you know. And of course I sort of, you know, only sort of really give my hair a quick scrub once a week with just a little bit of body wash or some fuck, whatever's around, as long as it's not real strong, you know. And so I might buy, so I might go to the chemist / beauty shop and buy those sort of, those exfoliating scrubs, which are just basically granules of, say, something hard, like a bit of, you don't want really hard and sharp, but like, you know, if you get something with the hardness of, say, peanut shells or something like that and grind it up, you know, or coffee, you know, ground coffee, you know, and mix that in with a bit of soap, of some sort of soft sort of soap, you know, like a very gentle sort of skin on the skin kind of soap, you know. You know, it should be, you know, yeah, I might just get, well, I like a little bit of coffee, but, you know, being Shane the Junkie, it's like there's been times where I'm going 20, 30 cups of coffee a day, you know, and all I'm not eating and I'm just feeling sick and I got a fucking headache, you know. Because it's one of the few drugs I kind of endorse is caffeine, because of the accidents and all sorts of things. Some days I really can't get out of that fucking clouded sort of mindset, you know, and a little bit of drugs, i.e. just a little bit of caffeine, can kind of fucking help me over that edge, you know, like a, you know, it's like a bit of pumping a squirt of ether into a fucking engine that's really hard to start on a really fucking cold morning, you know. A little bit of caffeine, say like in a cup of tea, like I can drink, cups of tea are good, but coffee, I sort of used to really like the flavour and the aroma. I just don't like the sort of overall effect. I don't think it's pretty good, you know, think it's that good. But maybe if I could go to the coffee shop and, you know, because I only want to use it sort of only once or twice, but just get a thing of the older coffee grounds out of the espresso machine, you know. You know, have a really good fucking scrub. Just get all the fucking shit out of my skin. You know, and maybe get a good anti-dandruff shampoo, something that's really nice and soft and not going to dry my scalp out, you know. I'm quite looking to have, forward to having a good scrub, you know. Oh, God. So that'll be good. Yes. Thank you. Good afternoon, MGTOW men.